You know, many times as a priest, you wonder if what you're doing is really the right thing that you're doing. And then something like what happened just a few minutes ago happens, and you realize that you're not alone and that the work is really not your work, it's God's work. This morning I had a sermon prepared and about a beautiful event, and then just a few moments ago we opened up the Bible for today's reading. I didn't know it was this reading. And we opened it up and this was the reading. Yesim Hatzin Genatz. I am the bread of life. If you eat me, you will never hunger. If you have me, you will never thirst. My kids don't want to hear about bread right now. They don't want to hear about food right now. Yesterday, our ACYO came here, 7 in the morning, and they've been fasting all this time. They stayed away from food. Even though there's restaurants all around, they stayed inside, locked up. And as a result of their efforts, they raised $10,000. You say, big deal. We could do it with a few other things, but this is the youth that they say that doesn't care about the world. Because of their work today, 563 young children in Mongolia will have education. Because of what they did yesterday and today, 281 high school students will be able to learn in Peru. Is that important? Of course, because these kids will be growing up and they will be providing for their families. 188 families in Tanzania will be given enough seeds to plant for an entire year for their harvest. On top of that, 5,000 of that is going to Hayastan, 5,000 to World Aid, 5,000 to Hayastan, to our sister city, our sister church over there in Vanatsur. In a few minutes, when we do the Armenian sermon, there's a beautiful plaque, there's a beautiful chachkad. We're going to make a presentation, but I'll tell you. But I want to get this across to everybody right now. People will tell you that you cannot do anything in this world. Today, I want everybody to know a few lessons that we learned together by going through this fast. First of all, you are powerful. You are so powerful. You have energy inside of you, and there is nothing that can stop you, and it is in your hands. Stop believing in those beads. Stop believing in horoscopes. Believe in yourself, because that's where the power lies. God has given you the soul. He's given you a self, and you're able to do it. You're able to bring life to people who today would have died if it wasn't for you. Next time you're thinking about it, realize that it doesn't matter. There's not too many 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds who can get up and say, I saved somebody's life. And they did. The other lesson we learned is that with friendship, you can do a lot of things. It wasn't easy. But you know what? They laughed together. They sung together. They played together. We made jokes together. They did all kinds of things. And believe it or not, 1 o'clock last night, it was quiet. They were asleep. I couldn't believe that. With friends, holding hands, you can do anything. Remember what I've told you. You're angels with one wing. You have another friend. Together, you hold hands, you can fly. And that's what they did, ACYO. Making a difference. 21 kids, $10,000. That's not a small thing. Now, there was also another lesson in that they inspired people. I know this morning I found out my son Sevan had fasted. Even though he wasn't here, he went through the fast because his brother had done it. And I understand that there was a few other people too had fasted. So what is that saying? That you as young people are able to inspire other people. Inspire other kids. Inspire other people who would no longer, who, you know, in this world we get to thinking that, oh, it's beyond my power. I cannot do anything. It's all in the hands of the corporations and everything. You have that power because the gospel that we read today, I am the bread of life, Jesus said. See, the Jews in the story, if you heard it in Armenian, they came up to him. They said, oh, our fathers, they ate manna in the desert. It fell from heaven. And Jesus turns to them and said, your fathers ate the bread, ate manna, and they died. But if you eat me, if you have my body inside of you, you will live forever. The work that you do has now touched other people. There's some kid somewhere else in the world, you may never even meet them. He's going to wake up one day and know that he's alive because somebody in a weird place called Pasadena, who happens to be an Armenian, and they don't even know what an Armenian is, sat up and collected some money so that that kid could get an education or could eat and see another day, and that person could become the person that affects their country. And in each of these little things that each of us do, you got to realize there's a ripple effect. Other people are being affected. Now, the first piece of food that they're going to eat, what would you do if you were hungry for 30 hours? There's Little Caesars is right over here. There's restaurants across the street all over. What would you do? You know what they're going to do? The first thing that's going to go into their mouth, Jesus' body and blood, the Holy Communion. They're going to take communion today, and that will be their light. That will be their life within them. And so, to my dear ACYO students, ACYO children, who I really love, and I want to tell you what a pleasure it was to go through it with you, because you gave me hope. You made me realize that there's a lot of things they say about young people, but you don't have to worry, because we have strong roots over here. I want to wish you the best. You guys did the greatest. In a few minutes when we finish, did you notice how fast the choir and deacons are going? We're trying to get you out of here quick because I know you're all hungry. But I wish you the best. Realize that you can do anything when God is with you and you are firmly planted in the faith. And that's what ACYO is all about. There's all this other hoopla that goes with it. This is where the work is done. The work that we are doing over here is affecting other people. The bread of life is inside of you. God bless each and every one of you. On your way out, on your way in, on your way out, you notice there was a beautiful angel standing there. I don't know, I shouldn't say beautiful. It was an angel standing there, okay? That was prepared by a group of students, 9th and 10th graders in Glendale. Armenian and Mexican students who came together with one idea. They were given a task to prepare an angel. What in their mind is an angel? These are people who don't go to church, don't know anything about religion or anything. But in your mind, what would you think an angel is? And they came together and they put together that angel. And they've asked if we can house that angel in our church because they know that we work a lot with youth and everything. So it's a privilege that these are gang kids. These are kids who are working, who have been saved from the gangs. And they sat together at a table, Armenians and Mexicans, and they came up with that angel. I don't know where she's going to stand later on. I was thinking maybe we could hang her from up there. But take a look at her. She's very special. She's a special. The meaning behind her is more special. But God bless you. God bless your uchtevnit gadar, they say. May you, the thing that you did, may God bless it even more. When we do the Armenian sermon, it'll again be very short, but I want to give one extra thing, and they're going to receive a very beautiful chachkar today on this occasion. So God bless you, and the Sunday school is now dismissed.